Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record all day long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
Here we go, dear listener. We're going to have a guest in a few minutes, but you can get your phone calls in now. 0344 499 1000. The only show on a speech radio station right now that don't do Brexit. Put that on a poster, Denny. Come on. Sell the hell out of that. Cheeky. 0344 499 1000. I'm Ian Lee. Who's this lady in the studio?
Me?
Catherine
Boyle.
I've been meaning to ask all night. I just felt too embarrassed. We'll talk Britney in just a few minutes. Oh, we're going to have... We'll do this later on. A message, an act... This isn't even a joke. An actual message from beyond the grave... from former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, some would say the greatest Prime Minister this country ever had, and her views about Brexit. There's some spiritualist group did a séance, and they're legit spiritualists. They're not like these dodgepots that you get. Oh, speaking of which, Clinton Baptiste on the show next week. These are like a legit spiritualist group. And they did a séance. What does séance mean? What's the French word, right? I'm guessing. Séance. Séance. Is it like silence? Silence? It means silence?
No, it's not. I think it's more like a... I think it might be from viewing, but I'd have to check.
Okay. Oh, sorry, I thought you spoke French. I misunderstand your situation. I thought you were a French speaker. I do apologize. Apologized for misunderstanding.
Shall I check it? And if I'm right, you can kiss it.
My French accent is getting, guys and girls, it's getting super hot, isn't it? Pardon me. Is this, you say the seat taken? I believe you were sat in my.
Okay. It's a late 18th century word, French séance, from the old French savoir, from Latin sedere or sit.
So you were wrong. Okay, that's fine. You were wrong. Hey, I learn the most from your many, many failures in life. Excuse me, I think you are sitting in my seat. Is this Rosé? Rosé? Is this Rosé? Is this seat-toi? Seat-toi? Because I have... excuse me, I'm in Rodet. But is this seat next to you taken? Maybe I could sit down and I've got all of this popcorn for the movie. I have too much popcorn for me.
Mais alors, c'est quoi cet accent?
Oui, mademoiselle. Oh, mademoiselle, you are from my home country and...
Your what?
My home country. And I'm being very careful how I say that word in my French accent because I do not want it to sound vulgar. But you are from home. Please, which part of France, Madame France, j'habite-vous? Which part of Madame France j'habite-vous?
Wow.
Which part, please?
C'est trop bizarre quand tu parles.
My favorite part. After my hometown, Paris. I love Paris. It's my hometown. Mm-hmm. Paris, les Tours Eiffel, le taxi, le Jola taxi, the Pompidou, many wonderful things that we see there. Excuse me for not...
Tu viens de quel arrondissement, là?
Parlez-vous anglaise? Oui.
Bon, petit peu.
Peu. Let us practice English together. Let us practice English together in this cinema. Well, the movie will be starting soon, and I would like to enjoy the movie. I like to take my shoes off. I like to loosen my belt.
Oh, God. Je crois que c'est mieux si on parle de Britney Spears.
Oh, pardon, Britney Spears. Pardon.
And scene.
Imagine our guest is on the line now, right?
She thinks she's on the phone to France 2.
I thought this was a goddamn British radio station. These guys are speaking in French. What the hell is this?
Where's she from? Where is she from?
She's
in
from America. She's from the United States of America.
Gosh.
Hey, Joe, this pastrami on rye is whack.
Now, if Brittany Spanos talks like that, I will pay you 10 English pounds.
So listen, this is fascinating, right? And it's slightly out of my sphere. I like Britney Spears. I like Britney Spears. I've mm-hmm. never, you know, I like my pop. I'm a big fan of pop. And I like Britney Spears. I'm not a massive fan, but I've never, you know, some people don't like certain pop stars. Yeah. I've always had an affection for her. I think she does some great pop. I think she's very beautiful. We've talked about this. I was one of the people that laughed when she had the breakdown, which is...
It was extraordinary, and I think it was a turning point, actually, because up to that point, a meltdown like that in public would have been greeted with that. And then I think afterwards, we all kind of looked at each other and went, when you're watching it being guilty. Wheeled onto a gurney.
Yeah, I felt terribly guilty afterwards, and in hindsight, I mean, I'm ashamed at some of the stuff I said and thought, ashamed, you know, poor girl... One of the biggest, most famous people in the world from a very, very young age actually having a breakdown, and we all made jokes about it. Uh-huh. That's what we did. But you're right. I think it was a turning point in our attitudes towards mental health, particularly in women, and the pressures of, being famous. I think we can take a little bit more seriously. But so I've got a real soft spot for her, and I was completely unaware of this #free Britney thing. It just popped up like trending in my Twitter feed, and sometimes I'll scroll through stuff and sometimes something will just get me. I go, oh, free Britney, what is that? And I clicked on it, and boy, oh boy, I fell down that rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. It's fascinating. The premise, as far as I understand it, is there are a significant number of people who believe that Britney Spears is basically being controlled, or was, things have changed a little bit today, was being controlled, manipulated, possibly drugged, financially exploited by her dad, who had taken over her life and career, had conservatorship, after the breakdown, which I think was in 2008. Anyway, I don't know why I'm saying all this, because we've got an actual expert on who can kind of fill us in on all the details that I've got hideously wrong in the intro. We've got Brittany Spanos. Good evening, Brittany.
Hi.
Hey, how are you
sorry,
doing?
I don't have the thick New York accent.
I'm so glad.
I win £10, so I'm not sorry.
I'm so glad that you didn't hang up, as you had every right to do in that awful, slightly inappropriate accent thing. Listen, you're a writer, you're a journalist, you've written for Rolling Stone magazine. You have been following this Free Britney story. For how long?
Well, the Free Britney movement, as it is today, kind of really started earlier this year, around like March, April. And
okay.
I started to pay attention around late April.
So what is the background to it? Because I kind of did a ham-fisted intro. What is the story?
Well, Free Britney as a pre-hashtag has existed as a movement since around 2007, 2008, specifically around 2008 when her conservatorship started. But the way that it's sort of grown over the past around 6 months this year has been because of some shady things that were happening with her conservatorship, and also some hearings that have popped up around her conservatorship that have shown that she quite possibly could be out of it this year.
So what are the concerns? It was her dad took over the business side of her after she had her famous breakdown, and people were concerned that he was what, taking all the money, drugging her, manipulating her?
Yeah, so there's a lot of speculation around it. It's really hard to talk about because there's not that much that people can really go off of. Brittany hasn't done any formal interviews since around 2008, nothing too in-depth.
Oh, wow.
And she really hasn't spoken out against it publicly, hasn't really said much about it. But basically, after she was put on a 5150 hold in 2008, when it seemed like there might be an endangerment towards her two sons that she had with Kevin Federline, she's been under a really strict watch. And it's been her father, Jamie Spears, and this lawyer, Andrew Wallet. And it's very unusual for an adult to have conservatorship. It's a very strange thing, and usually only under very extreme circumstances. And the fans have been very suspicious of it for over a decade now. And it has, and I think a lot of people sort of have had many questions. And but it's been something that's just sort of existed. She's been touring. She's released albums since it started. She's had the Vegas residency. So it's been sort of lingering for years, but I think that, again, given some shady circumstances, Andrew Wallet sort of asking for a $500,000 raise at the end of the year, then very suspiciously leaving the conservatorship, there's been more questions than answers this year.
But also, I noticed that, you know, and you've got a special interest in fandom, and you know that sometimes rumours can run away and they can start going off on their own tangents and take on a life of their own. But Lynn Spears has started...
This is her mum.
Yeah,
right.
Liking things on Twitter, for example, and added more fuel to the fire. She seems to be wanting to get involved more.
Yeah, I mean, that's, again, a lot of the growth that we've seen with Free Britney, where it's become this sort of international phenomenon where people are talking about it in a way that is a lot more openly in support of her than we even got in 2007, 2008 and onwards, is because her mom, who has never really spoken out too much about it, she's not one of the conservators, she's not, you know, involved with it. It's really Jamie Spears. But the mom has been sitting in on the hearing. She went to the hearing that happened in May, which was very rare for her to be involved in that. And also, again, the posts that she has been liking have seemed to show that she supports this movement, even though she has not spoken explicitly about it.
Oh, so she's liked tweets that have the hashtag Free Britney,
yeah.
which would...
Yeah.
Let me play devil's advocate for a second, Britney. And I love the fact it's Britney and we're talking about Britney. If Britney Spears hasn't said anything about it, If the people around her haven't, you know, she's not come out on stage in one of her Vegas shows and sort of winked to the fans and said, help, you know, if there's no actual concrete evidence out there, just supposition and guesswork, how do we know this isn't just some crazy conspiracy theory?
I mean, we really don't. And I mean, it's made it really tough to report on it this year because, again, there are so many protections around the legal circumstances around Britney herself. I mean, again, she is someone that, you know, ideally it would be great to sit down and speak with her and get her opinion on this, but she really hasn't spoken about it at all. I think a lot of what started this movement was, it was started really by, or not started, but made more famous this year by two hosts of a podcast called Britney's Gram, which is a podcast that, where they would kind of dissect her Instagram posts.
Oh.
And they were the ones sort of following the legal complications that were arising with the other conservator, Andrew Wallet, quitting very suddenly after he had gotten a huge raise. And they had become suspicious because there was a period where she had kind of gone dark on Instagram, following a lot of posts that seemed to indicate freedom. Like she had posted some memes that were like a brick wall in the ocean that was like, someday I'll be free. It was like a lot of stuff like that. So it's a lot of conspiracy, and it's hard to sort of dissect what her giving a message to her fans and what is real.
Because part of it, and I'm coming at this with totally an open mind, okay, but part of it feels a little bit to me like the Paul McCartney is dead thing. You know the thing, Paul McCartney died in a car crash in 1966, and if you look at the front of Abbey Road, he's got no shoes on, which is a traditional thing, and John's wearing white and he's an undertaker, and all of that. And we can find clues in songs and on album covers and in Instagrams that can back up any theory, couldn't we? How convinced are you as a reporter, as a writer, as someone who I've got your Twitter feed up and we'll give it a nice plug in a second, as someone who knows pop and knows music, how convinced are you personally that this is a real situation?
I would say this is not something I would have covered if it weren't for the legal hearings that are happening this year, and so that is why, like, if this were just a movement that was happening last year, there were no hearings that were coming up. There were no circumstances where, you know, most recently, the dad has stepped off as the conservator, and there's been a lot of complications around him, and he was charged with harassment against one of the sons. I mean, there's a lot of things that have been popping up, which, as a journalist, as a reporter, have made me a little bit suspicious and also wanting to explore it more. I'm still very neutral on it. Again, it's really hard to tell where Britney stands on this entire issue, but I think that, again, if it weren't for the hearing that happened in May and the hearing that's coming up this month about the conservatorship, which has not happened in years, I don't think I would have, you know, sank my teeth into the story.
Yeah, but for sure, though, we know that there is friction within that family. You mentioned there about Jamie Spears being accused of assaulting one of the boys last week. Kevin Federline, the ex-husband, the father of the boys, furious about it. I think Britney took the kid out of the dad's care, and that sort of people are seeing that as a sign that maybe she's ready to step up and take some responsibility for her own life and her kid's life. So it's a really sad situation, isn't it, for someone who seemed to have it all, you know, in the 90s. The noughties.
Yeah.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
The way that it was covered when it first happened, the way that people responded to it, was very negative and also anti-Britney. I think it became a joke. It became... you know, a punchline for so many people when, you know, because it was so tabloidy and she had been in the public eye since she was a teenager. Mm-hmm. Many people thought of it as very funny. And she was shaving her hair off, like she was doing all these crazy things.
Oh, I was one of them, Brittany. I was doing a TV show around the time. I'm ashamed to say now that we made jokes about it and we all laughed at it. And I'm horrified. I was laughing at a young woman having a breakdown in public, but I did.
But that was kind of the first time we'd witnessed it kind of blow by blow. It must have happened in the past with child stars in particular. Yeah. We know that it's very rare for them to come through that unscathed, right? But this was kind of the new media generation, so we got to see it. And
and you think of the environment at that point. I mean, this was peak celebrity. We had never had this type of 24/7 celebrity culture tabloid news cycle that we were having. We had Perez Hilton, we had TMZ, we had all these blogs pop up. We had constant photos. This was the peak era of Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan. I mean, even the way that, you know, we cover Lindsay and Amy Winehouse and a lot of these women that were really struggling with substance abuse and mental health problems in a public eye and dealing with them in ways that were toxic and unhealthy for themselves.
Yeah.
There was really no precedent for the type of coverage that we were getting constantly around it. And I think that the way that they were engaging, the way that they were, egging on a lot of the paparazzi and things like that. Like, we were getting all this constantly. And Brittany was engaging with it through her music, through Blackout, Gimme More, Piece of Me. Like, she was making fun of this. But also, again, we didn't really know the extent of it. And I'm sure that she really didn't know the extent of the mental health issues that she was struggling with.
And again, listen, I'm an old guy. So, my references are old guy references. This isn't unprecedented in the world of pop. We were talking earlier about Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys in the 80s, and he was completely under the control of Dr. Eugene Landy, who was making millions of dollars off him, was getting writing credits, and wouldn't let him, you know, go and meet up with his brothers and the rest of the Beach Boys. And at the time, everyone's going, well, yeah, this looks like a normal setup. He's mentally ill and he's living with his psychiatrist. And now in hindsight, we realise that he was being abused. You know, he was being exploited and abused. So what is being suggested could be happening to Brittany actually isn't that far-fetched. There is at least one other precedent of this. Do we know... You say she hasn't done that many kind of... Certainly hasn't done any in-depth interviews. Do we know, is she okay mentally now? I know it's a kind of a vague, big, almost unanswerable question, but is she okay? The interviews that she's done, does she seem to use a street to, does she seem with it?
Well, I mean, again, going back to the podcast that really got this movement going the way that it's been this year, I mean, the entire podcast was about her Instagram.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting that over the last few years, her social media presence through Twitter, through Instagram, her videos, her like kind of mom-like Facebook memes that she posts of like Disney and like, you know, like fairies and stuff like that. I mean, that felt like a glimpse into Brittany that we haven't seen in a really long time. I mean, this was like very clearly her running this Instagram. Like, it's very like lots of memes, lots of videos of her working out, lots of videos of her with her boyfriend, just like her like doing little fashion shows. Like, I think for a lot of the fans, it just was kind of a nice little nod to she's doing all right, she's living her life, even if it's a lot of protection around her and a lot of restraints around, you know, or alleged restraints around, like, what her life can be. There seems to be this glimpse of she's doing well enough. And so that kind of fascination with her social media, which is why when she did go dark earlier this year before she revealed that she had been in a mental health facility, it kind of led to a lot of concern and really burned a lot of this.
Brittany, it's so nice talking to you. Will you? I know that there are court cases and things happening, you know, coming up throughout the rest of the year. Can we stay in touch with you? And can you keep us up to date with what's going on?
Yeah, of course. And we'll be carefully monitoring it and hopefully have something to report on. The next court hearing is September 18th.
Okay.
So we'll be covering that depending on what comes out of it on rollingstone.com, but we will also, depending on what else comes up, if Brittany talks at all, if there are any updates from the conservatorship, be covering it over at Rolling Stone.
Hey, nice one, Brittany. We'll stay in touch because I find this fascinating, and if it is as people are suggesting, then it's incredible and it's horrendous. What else are you working on at the moment? What else is going on in the world of pop?
I mean, we had such a big month with August and Taylor Swift album, the Lana Del Rey album, kind of coming off of that, looking forward to fall. We recently just had a big cover story on Harry Styles, so hopefully covering more of his music as it comes out. And I mean, there's so much great pop music coming out over the next few months that I'm really excited for, and Grammy nomination soon, so I'm looking forward to this.
Oh, Brittany, you have to come back on the show. I think I love you. You're great. It's Brittany Spanos. If you want to follow, I've just tweeted her thing, but if your handle, if you want to follow her, it's Oh Hey Brittany. Oh, Hey Brittany. Brittany is in the ferries. If you need to know. Hey, it's so nice to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time,
Thank
Brittany.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot. Brittany. She's great, man. We'll have her back. What a fascinating story and brilliantly explained, because it's kind of out of my sphere a bit, but I love that. Thank you, Brittany Spanos from Rolling Stone.
And it's, you know, it's about Britney Spears, but it isn't. It's a really human story about mental health, about, you know, parental kid relationships. It's so interesting. Thanks, Brittany.
Yeah. Okay, listen, back. Normal service resumes. 0344. Switchboard's empty, so we need some calls. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Texts cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.